Chapter 13, 1765, New York City. Title, The 1765 Stamp Act, Congress. Purpose, the Stamp Act affected all citizens who used paper, newspaper, bill of sale, deeds, etc. There was rioting in the streets of Boston and other cities over the Crown's new tax, and as a result, an assembly of the colonies was called to address the crisis. The Stamp Act had followed other controversial decrees, such as the Currency Act and the Sugar Act. Call and subject. The call came on June 6, 1765, by Massachusetts, that a convention, quote, should be held at New York on the first Tuesday of October next, and the subject was to be to consult together on the present circumstances of the colonies and the difficulties to which they are and must be reduced by the operation of the late Acts of Parliament, in particular the Stamp Act. Date and location. The convention met from October 1 to October 25, 1765, in New York City. Attendance. 9 of the 13 colonies sent 27 total commissioners. That included Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Carolina. Principals. The convention selected by ballot Timothy Ruggles of Massachusetts as president and a non-commissioner, John Cotton, as secretary. Convention protocol. This was a general or national convention. Each colony decided on how to choose its delegates. New York already had 5 lawmakers that made up a committee of correspondence and became the delegation. Several colonies suggested including the plan of a union in the call written by Ben Franklin, but it was excluded. Maryland was barred from any discussion about a union. The same protocols and procedures used at the 1754 Albany meeting were utilized here. Each colony paid its commissioners. Each colony issued credentials and instructions to its commissioners. The convention wrote its own rules and chose its own committees. The convention reverted to the previous standard of one colony, one vote. The Stamp Act Congress acted like any other convention. Colonies chose the number of commissioners they would send. Some commissioners had participated in previous conventions. And the convention adjourned sine die. Unusual occurrences. Despite the call's suggestion that the lower house of each colony elect commissioners, the colonies used their judgment in the matter. Several colonies whose legislatures had been dissolved chose delegates by other means. The convention seated delegates even if their selection was not in accord with the mode suggested by the call. Conclusions. The convention adjourned after issuing 4 documents, a declaration of the rights of the colonists, an address to the king, a memorial to the House of Lords, and a petition to the House of Commons. The Stamp Act Congress acted like any other convention.